My name is Kirsty, and I am the host of the Mindset and Me podcast. Formerly, I'm an accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, and wellness expert. I'm obsessed with helping you navigate the messy middle and find clarity in every season of life. Informally, I'm a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the life lessons and learnings from the most incredible guests to help you gain clarity and get into an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast. Welcome back to the Mindset and Me podcast. Today is a solo episode, and I really wanted to release this around Valentine's Day. Whatever your thoughts might be of this day, I thought, what better time than to be practicing some real self-love? And I want to give you some techniques, maybe some tips. Don't like to say advice, guys. I'm not the expert. I'm there with you. We're trudging along. We're learning as we're going, right? But I really wanted to give you some things from a coaching perspective that I think that can really help during this time, during this holiday. However you're feeling, maybe you're feeling on your own, maybe you're in a relationship and it's not feeling too great, maybe you just think it's a load of old twaddle, and that's fine too. Whatever you think, that's good. But I think that one thing we can all be practicing is definitely a little bit more self-love. So for me, it all has to start with compassion, and the compassion has to be completely and unequivocally non-judgmental to yourself. It has to start with showing yourself compassion. Now we're in February, so already I see and I hear, and the conversation has been around what goals we've let go of, how we're feeling behind already. Did we do dry Jan? Did we not? You know, there's so many things that we give ourselves a hard time about, and actually, why? Like, from where, what space is this coming from? I don't know where this almost like toxic, positive, always going getting energy comes from, because actually all that does is increase just this huge amount of dissatisfaction of a way that we talk to ourselves, a way that we behave towards ourselves, and it's non-conducive to working towards your goals, whatever they may be. So you really have to start with compassion. And one of the best ways to do that is really to look at comparison. Now, this is eye-opening. And whenever I look at this, I think to myself, what am I doing? Like, why am I comparing my life and my journey to this random person I do not know on Instagram? But it happens, okay? We live with it. We're going through it. We know it happens. It's fine. But I want you to start to look at comparison from a slightly different angle. And how can comparison actually help with self-compassion? Because the minute you're able to almost put comparison in a box and go, okay, I can rationalize this. I'm comparing myself to this person that I don't know. This person has shared one snippet of their life. They're probably going through way more than I have any knowledge about. And that's fine too. So how can I put that in a box and show myself compassion that I was looking at this, that I was feeling that way, and that that's what was coming up for me? How do I thank myself for acknowledging that and understanding that behavior, right? What is the thing that I can do? I know I'm here. I know I'm feeling this way, but let me just cut some slack for myself. Let me just give myself a moment here. This comparison and this constant need is something that we really need to learn to be able to let go of. We need to learn that this is what I'm doing. This is where I am today. I am comparing myself to this person. I have no idea who they are online, and that's okay. Let me take a moment to rationalize that behavior, to know that this behavior does not define me, that comparison does not define me, and let me show myself that self-compassion today. I'm not going to compare myself to the plethora of maybe Valentine's Day posts I might see when I'm maybe in a slightly different situation. I'm going to compare myself to who I was yesterday, to the person I was yesterday. What did I do yesterday? How much am I pushing myself forward? That's going to be my comparison. How much compassion can I show myself that I get up each day and I keep going? I keep building, I keep driving forward, even when it feels really hard sometimes. Showing yourself this self-compassion And acknowledging the comparison is a beautiful way to start with self-love. It's something that isn't talked about enough. You know, it's all very lovely to do a lot of surface level things and to run a bubble bath. And I'm not hating on that. I love a bubble bath. If you know me, you know, okay? There's no shade. But there's so much more depth than that. And I think that's what's really important to focus on throughout this episode. One thing that, again, you need to look at is how are you talking to yourself internally and externally? What are the words that you say to other people when you describe yourself? And what are the thoughts in your head as you are going through your day? You know, you might receive a bit of bad news. I'm going to share something with you on day of recording this podcast, okay? I had three amazing guests book, and all three have cancelled me in the space of 24 hours. And yesterday I was really upset. Like, I have to be honest, I was thinking, well, is it me? Am I not doing well enough? Do they not want to be on the podcast? Like, I'm trying to put out really amazing episodes and high value, and I, you know, spend time researching these guests, and it was completely irrational. So I started talking to myself in a way that I was a failure, that I wasn't good enough. You know, maybe I should give up podcasting. You know, there's that many podcasts. Like, why do you think that yours is going to draw attention? And really, actually, I completely berated myself. And I took a step back as I was actually planning this episode. And I looked at the language that I was saying to myself. And I know this stuff. And yet it comes up because it is a daily practice. So today, especially, I want you to look at how you talk to yourself. Is there some sort of communication with yourself at the moment that's making you feel less than because of this time of year? You are not less than. Receiving a bunch of flowers doesn't make you a better person, doesn't make you stronger or you're succeeding more. It's just some flowers that you got. Like, it's nothing to do with your internal monologue that you say to yourself and your internal energy that you have for yourself. We need to really look at the things that we're saying first to be able to look at the things that we want to project out. And the external communication, how do you talk about yourself to other people? What are the words that you say to other people? Do you talk about yourself in a high regard? Do you celebrate your wins? Do you say, actually, I smashed it. Actually, I did this and it was amazing. Or do you say, oh, I'm doing okay. Yeah, I showed up today. I'm doing okay. I mean, I'm starting on my journey as a new business, but I don't really have many clients. Or, you know, how are you talking about yourself? Because to show up even daily on social media is so brave, is so powerful. I need you to know that. I need you to know that, okay? So I want you to really look at the internal prediction that you have, the internal conversation, but also the external one. Let's start to raise our vibration. Let's start to talk about ourselves in a better way. You know, when I first brought out my podcast, I mean, I didn't even really want to talk about it with people who were close to me because I felt embarrassed. Maybe what might they say about it? You're bringing out a podcast, who cares? That was the kind of energy that I was thinking about. I was very stressed about what the perception would be. Whereas now I'm super proud of it. You know, even in these moments of failure, I'm super, super proud of it. And actually, what is really interesting is in this kind of like 48 hours of all these people canceling, and they're all going to be rearranged, by the way. It really is just diary mix-ups, and because they're international. Anyway, I digress. But I had one of my dream guests confirm. And I just thought to myself, isn't it funny? Maybe it was making space for this incredible guest, because I have like a list of guests that I'm pitching to. And I've got my dream big guests. And that was off that column. Like, it was from that part of the spreadsheet. I'm such a spreadsheet geek. And to move her over to booked, you know, it's there. It's my dream. It's just amazing. I can't wait to share her journey. But it's amazing. And isn't it interesting? Like, the minute that happened, all of a sudden my podcast's amazing. I'm doing great. I'm smashing it. Whereas the conversation slightly earlier had been, you're terrible, basically. Why don't you just pack it in, give it up? And so I really want you to look at that internal monologue and how you are talking to yourself as well. So the next thing I actually love this, and it's to date yourself. And this sounds super cheesy, I know, but it's an evolving practice that is actually really important. So dating yourself is poignant because we change so much in every season of life. So the old me would love to go shopping or go for like wine afterwards. I would like drink on my own. I absolutely don't care about that. The new me, she loves to take a book to, I'm very lucky to be have a membership for this amazing place. And one of the houses has an underground pool and hammam spa and sauna and steam. And it's for members only. So you can't take guests, which kind of is annoying sometimes, but I do also get because it means that it's always free. Oh gosh, anyway, I'm forgetting the words. I'm just too excited to talk about it. And so I go down there and I take a book, and I have been known to put wine in a water bottle. Yes, I've been that person. But I go in there and I just spend time with myself, have my headphones in, just relax. I'll say to people, my partner or something, I'm going to be here for a few hours. They're like, good, go and enjoy yourself. Have a great time. And honestly, in that time, I always take a notebook, and I feel like the most amazing ideas come to me during that time. Honestly, the most amazing ideas. I write down concepts, I write down visions that I have for myself. You know, I take myself there, and then I might pop in a couple of shops afterwards or on my way home, you know, but it's time for me, and it's amazing. And it really can be anything. You can read a nice book or have some time by yourself. And I know for some people, spending time alone is really, really difficult. And if you're one of those people, I want you to reframe it slightly differently, to think about this is actually the only time that I have maybe alone. And it might be an evening, or it might be a day or a weekend, to actually get to know myself again. When was the last time you sat and had a proper conversation with yourself and asked yourself, how are you? What's going on? How are you feeling? What do I actually want to do? What am I trying to achieve? Do I need rest? Can I just lay in my pajamas all day with no judgment? Yes, you can. Take that moment to date yourself. Use this podcast as your influence to do that, if you will. Right? Take this moment, take this time for yourself. You deserve it. Especially if you're living in a fast-paced city, where does the time go? Even doing a shop, I try to explain this to my parents, that even doing a food shop in London is a nightmare. You're either going to a supermarket where there's no parking, then you're having to carry little bits or carry things that are too heavy, and it's just this huge thing. And actually, what would be a lot easier is if we could just drive somewhere, you know, and it's 5 minutes at home. That's kind of what I was used to. I moved to London and I'm like, how does anyone do anything? And how is anything easy? Everything is super challenging. And so taking that time to I've completely digressed actually, but allowing yourself that time, allowing yourself to switch off. You deserve that, especially if you're a mom as well. You know, you guys have no time. So allow yourself that time. Now, what you'll find this does is the way you're speaking to yourself and you're acknowledging what you need, what feels good for you, it will begin to boost your self-esteem. And self-esteem is one of the first things to go when we're being harsh to ourselves, when we're looking at exterior validation, such as a relationship status. How old are you? Do you have children? Where do you live? What part of this city do you live in? What's deemed acceptable? What's deemed not? What's aesthetic? What isn't? And as soon as your self-esteem starts to go, everything else will fall flat. Your motivation, your positivity, your openness, your abundance, the ability to grow, step into new situations, new conversations, travel to new places, all of this starts to go. And when this goes, it is very, very hard to claw it back. Now, I am super passionate about helping people find self-esteem, helping people work through those difficult times in the messy middle, right? Find clarity in your life. Because without truly believing in yourself, in what you're putting out to the universe and what you want to create, you're not going to do it. You're going to fall flat. You're going to begin to think that, well, I've seen her success in that field, so maybe I should do that. Because when was the last time you had a conversation with yourself to ask actually what you want? You have to believe in yourself and put yourself first. No matter what type of relationship you're in, your relationship with yourself is the longest one you have in your life. And it's the most important one. And when I see people's self-esteem begin to fall away, it breaks my heart because I've been there. There's been moments in my life where I've just thought, this just isn't going to work out for me. This thing I've wanted all my life or dreamed of, it's not going to happen. So that's on me. There's something wrong with me. My life is going to be less than. I'm going to have to live a different life to what I thought. But that doesn't take away from who I am, the things I have to offer. Nothing has changed except for my perception and the way I'm talking to myself, which is why the conversation, the comparison, the compassion, the self-esteem boosting, dating yourself, all of these things are so important to make that change. And when are you celebrating any of your wins? So anyone who works with me, and I've shared it on the podcast, I want you always to create a done list, which is like, I've really honestly have to come up with a better name. But the done list is super powerful. Rather than having this like ever evolving and growing to-do list, why don't you start to write down all the amazing things you've done in your life? Maybe you put it in the back of your notebook. And when you feel low and your self-esteem is taking a hit, you look in there and you reflect on all the amazing things you've done. You showed up when it was difficult. You had that conversation with yourself when it was painful. You had that conversation with someone else when your boundaries were crossed. You show up daily for yourself. You keep showing up on social media when you just keep thinking, why? What's the point? But you keep doing it. The done list is powerful. And honestly, on that, you can celebrate every single win you've had. Now, this may be a different way of thinking, but I also celebrate failure. Because as soon as I failed in something, I know there's going to be a lesson. I know there's going to be growth for me. And 9 times out of 10, it's really painful. And it's tearful. And it's hard to get through it. But I know that it's going to happen. There will be growth. I will learn. I will evolve. I will reflect. And I will celebrate that failure. Thank you, universe, for bringing that to me. Because if I'd have stayed on that path, maybe that would never have worked out for me. But now, luckily, I'm here. It's smack bang in my face. It's hard to see. It's painful, but I've done it and I'm doing it. And I'm so proud of myself. That's the message, isn't it? That is self-love. Cutting yourself some slack. We are only human beings. My goodness me, we can only do so much, okay? I just want you to remember these points. I'm keeping this episode super micro because, like I said, it's me talking on my own. And, you know, does everyone want to sit for half an hour listening to that? I don't know, is the answer. So I really, really just want to keep this like a really powerful little extra episode today. And thank you for being here. Let me know how you get on with these. These are the main things I think about when I think of self-love. And I'd love to know in addition what you think about. It would really mean a lot to me as well if you'd hit subscribe. And also if you would like, follow the podcast, because it really does make such a difference to me. If you haven't left a review, only a 5-star, please. But if you haven't, that would be wonderful for me. What a gorgeous gift. I'd be so happy to receive those. And as always, any shares, any likes, anything you can do to help grow the audience of the Mindset and Me podcast, I am eternally grateful for. So thank you so much for being here. You know what part of the podcast it is. It's time to get really comfortable, really cozy for this week's mini meditation. As you may have guessed, our meditation is going to be all about self-love. So I want you to take this moment to just close your eyes gently, settle into your seat, noticing where you are, noticing how you feel, and firstly, thanking yourself for showing up for this meditation today, for showing up for this practice. There is so much power within this. Drawing in the breath. And just beginning to breathe. I want you to breathe into the heart space today. Drawing in those deep breaths and maybe putting one hand onto the heart center, noticing how that feels. Feel the rising and the falling of the breath. And allow yourself to be here. Allow yourself to feel everything that you need to feel right now in this moment. Breathe deeply. Acknowledging how far you've come. Acknowledging how far you have to go. And being okay with that. Life is a wonderful journey. Being okay with that. Taking your time. Keep breathing into this space. And just allowing the breath to slow down. Breathe deeply. Thank yourself for being here. Thanking the person that you are. Acknowledging who you are, your unique beauty, your unique gifts that you can give out. Breathing deeply. Surrendering. And truly believing that everything you hope for, everything you want, is there for you. Staying here as long as you need, or whenever you're ready, gently opening your eyes. Thank you so much. I'll see you again next week.